Now we'll go to the second stanza, right? Okay, and here, before I want to talk about this sun, in the first stanza, in the second, sentence, they said, no, close to the sun. When we talk about the sun, right, it is the sun controls everything on earth. Right, like that here, the eagle is awesome and almighty. It's like an, powerful bird. Like the sun controls the whole universe, children. Here, the eagle is also controlling its prey on earth. So that suggests that, children. Okay, we'll move on to the second one. Second stanza, the wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt he falls. Okay, now look at this. The wrinkled sea. What is the wrinkled sea here, children? Now see, the sea has become wrinkled. So what is the technique? Normally it has been compared. The sea has been compared to something. So children, if the sea has been compared to something, your teachers, we have taught you a technique. What is that technique? It is not a simile. If it was a simile, children, there should be like or as. But here it is a direct comparison. So like the wrinkled sea, not like a wrinkled sea, not as a wrinkle, the wrinkled sea. So it is a direct comparison, children. When it is a direct comparison, it is a metaphor. So the technique here is a metaphor. Beneath him, again him is their children. Here him means personification, and crawls. Who crawls, children? Normally snakes, worms, they crawl. And what about small children, the babies? They do crawl. They can't walk, no, children. They crawls. They crawls. Beneath him crawls. Like that he sees the wrinkled sea, children. Now you must be wondering what on earth is going to happen. Why, children? This bird is perched on a crag. So I told you earlier, he is perched on a high elevation. So look at the distance, from his crag into the sea. It shows the distance, children. The crag and the between the crag and the sea, the distance of it. So he sees from the upper high elevation. He sees the sea, children, as wrinkles. As wrinkles means as small parts he sees. And beneath him crawls means, children, he sees the sea crawls like a baby. Like a baby crawling. You see how babies walk. How do they walk? They crawl on the ground, walking like small little babies. So now just imagine this power of this bird. The power of the bird means, now he is looking from an elevation, and we know the sea is a mighty place for us. There is no argument about it. But now he is, see how he condemns the sea there. And he says, it is a wrinkled sea and it crawls. So children, the mighty things, he is just insulting such things. I see them like a wrinkled sea and it crawls. It goes in a slow motion like a snake gliding. Okay, so children, here there is juxtaposition. What is the meaning of juxtaposition? Juxtaposition means, children, there is a totally opposite contrast here. That means the high elevation of the eagle and how he sees the sea as a crawling object. So it is juxtaposition there. So we find another technique, children, there as juxtaposition. And so that is the first sentence of the second stanza. Wrinkled sea, the metaphor is there, as well as we find juxtaposition too. When we go to the second line of the last stanza, He watches from his mountain walls. Again, children, here the sentence starts with he. He means personification. So again, he watches. He is not looking, he watches. Who watches? Normally, a powerful people, or a person who has authority, or a responsible person who watches certain things. So like that, this bird watches from his mountain walls. Again, it has been a metaphor here, mountain walls. He is in a mountain wall. What is this mountain wall, children? That means he is surrounded by the other crags, and it's like a mountain for him. It's like he's covered with, inside like a wall, he's covered, he's protected, and from that wall, inside, from the middle of the wall or inside of the wall, he is watching, right? Like a responsible person. Where is he watching? He's looking at maybe the sea, maybe how it crawls. We'll see. And the last sentence, look at the sentence. And like a thunderbolt he falls. As soon as you see the word like a thunderbolt. What is a thunderbolt? You have seen. Thunderbolts are very dangerous. Very dangerous. And it's like a thunderbolt he falls. Now, children, most of the students, they have a confusion here. He falls. Look at the word. The word that he has used. He falls. We can take this. He falls can be a positive sign or can be a negative sign. So we need to see. This he falls becomes, it is according to the theme, children, that you get in the paper, that you need to support this answer. If they say that he falls as a destructive way, you have to take it as a negative point. If they say he falls as a good point, then you need to talk about it as a positive point. Now I'm going to tell you, how are you going to talk about this positive or negative point? Like, now it says, children, and like a thunderbolt he falls. Here, like, when like is there, as I told you earlier, or as, like, as, these two words, when they are the two words are there, children, we talk about it as a simile. So it is a simile, like a thunderbolt he falls. Now when I spoke with my children, they came with various kind of answers, right? Some they gave me positive answers, some they gave me negative answers. So I'm really happy, because literature should be not one answer. You have to think in so many ways. It is something open for you all. You should, but you need to give valid evidence, children. It's like you become a lawyer. You have to give with evidence, madam. This is like this. This happens. Because of this sentence, this happens. Like with evidence, children, you need to clarify certain things. So we'll see. And like a thunderbolt, he falls. First, we'll see the negative side of it. Now here, I'm going to talk about the negative side, children, right? Like a thunderbolt he falls means thunderbolt is something, a powerful force. A powerful force and a sudden force. So, children, he falls can be the destruction, the destructive plight of this eagle. This can be death of the eagle, because, children, this eagle is in a higher elevation. So one day this bird should die. That is something that is obvious, right? If you are born, you need to die. So in case that bird dies then and there, anyway, it should fall into the, it should come back into the sea or onto the ground. So that is natural, children. Maybe that. Or else we can take it as a positive side. So because children, there are two perspectives that we can take here. Now we spoke about the negative way. Now I'm going to talk about the positive way. The positive way means when he was in a, what you call, higher elevation, he was looking at the sea. He was looking at the sea. Actually, now earlier they were saying that he watches. He is watching for something. That means he is looking for a prey. He will just not look at sceneries and write poems. He will need some prey. So he was looking for a prey. Maybe he saw a prey in the water. We'll say a fish. Okay, so how did he come? I told you the agile power, the swiftness of the bird. We spoke about it, the characteristics of the eagle, right? Because of that, he fell, he landed like a thunderbolt. He falls here is they don't show it as a negative point. He falls means shows the speed of the bird. What I feel, children, the speed of the bird, like a thunderbolt, so suddenly quick, so quick, like a thunderbolt. It's like a thunderbolt for the prey, pute. It's a thunderbolt for the prey, for the fish. It's like a thunderbolt. Like a thunderbolt, he falls means the swiftness or the agility power, the speed of the bird. It came like it's falling. Maybe he's just showing off that he's falling into the sea. That may be a trick of the bird to show that he's dead and he's going to fall into the sea to see he's coming to catch a prey. So that is one way. Okay, children. So so that is the surface meaning of the eagle. So children, you know, there are some other ways to talk about the poem. We get in our O level paper, children. So far, we did not get any questions for the second paper regarding the eagle, but in 2021. I think you may get a question regarding the eagle. But children, for the first paper, for the context questions, normally you get the eagle question. I'm talking about the second paper, right? Now, when you get an essay type of a question for the second paper, children, normally they give you themes. According to the theme, you have to say whether the poem is something negative or whether it is something positive, as I told you earlier. So I have just divided the eagle into four perspectives. You may get something closer to these things. Sometimes the eagle, they can take the eagle as the eagle, like this, a glorification of the nature. That is one theme, children. The other theme is the old age and death of a person. That is another theme. Then the third theme can be symbol for power in authoritative men in the society. That is another theme. So there are three themes. So I'm going to just talk about these three themes. Because when you get themes, children, you're confused because you learn only one thing. You normally, children, write the story. You're narrating the story. You don't need to narrate the story back to your teacher because the teacher is the one who taught you the story. So we don't want back the story again as an in narration. We want you to write according to the given theme. So I told you three themes. Again, I will repeat them. The eagle as glorification of nature. That is the first one. I'm just telling you, right? You might get other themes closer to this. The second theme, I feel, you might get something like old age and death of a person. The third one can be the symbol of power in authority men in the society. You might get any of these. So we'll just discuss one by one slowly so you will have an idea about this. Okay, children. Now, if we take the eagle, glorification of nature, right? You need to write the beauty of nature, the majesty of nature. So now you saw, now it is easy for you because you like to give the whole story back to the teacher, right? So as I told you earlier, the same narration, it's like the same narration because you know it is something to do with nature. And you know, children, this eagle comes under the theme of nature. So if they ask you something about nature, you will nicely write about it because you know how to write about nature. So if we are going to write about nature, the eagle, you can write what? The behavior of the eagle. And can't you see here it shows how the freedom it got, how he got its freedom to fly the places that he likes to go, here and there, to perch anywhere that it likes, and to see to look at the things and to grab things and to get done things. So that is the freedom of the bird. And you can write, children, so here, according to this theme, glorification of nature, you can write, children, the beauty of nature, the majesty of nature. So many incidents are there. For example, children, we can take the eagle is a part of nature. Many elements are given. Like what? Now you can write the beauty of or the majesty of nature. They have mentioned about the sky, the sure world, about the sky, about the sun, about the sea, about the crag, and about the thunderbolt. There are so many things they have explained. I mean, they have brought out lot of nature elements in this poem. So it is easy for you to write. And children, look at the last line. As a nature element, I see there, most of the students, they miss this part because they are because they don't go out from their box. You're inside always. If you're inside the box while you're writing these criticisms regarding literature, you won't be able to write anything. You won't be able to write a good criticism because you are inside the box. You need to go away from the box, children. When you go away from the box, in the last line, don't you see the food chain is there? The natural phenomenon of food chain is there. What is the natural phenomenon of food chain? That means nature is controlled by nature. The nature is balanced by nature. Because the eagle gets its prey from nature. That is how nature is being balanced. Because they eat their own food from the nature, right? So they balance the natural phenomenon and the beauty is there. That is the beauty. For us, it is not a good, pleasant thing to see. But children, what I feel is that belongs to nature. We cannot intervene in that matter. So that is the power and majesty of nature. So children, you need to write that thing. So then you have a lot of things to write. Okay, children, when you have to talk about the old age and death of a person, okay, we are going to that. Old age and death of a person. What is that? Old age and death. Look at the first line. He claps the crag with crooked hands. Okay, the crag and crooked hands is something to do with old people. Why do I say so? Because these old people, they are neglected by the society. And they live in places like a crag. I feel that. Because look at their rooms. Look at their places that they live in. It's like unpleasant places. It's not that comfortable. They are given their rooms are very untidy. They live like they are perched on like a crag. Unpleasant places where they feel physically unfit to stay. And like that. Look at their hands. Crooked. Their hands are crooked. That means they are physically unstable. Maybe because they are old age, their bones are not that firm, children. Because they are old people. Just imagine after becoming 60 years old, what happened to our parents? Look at their hands, look at their feet. It's normal. It happens to you and me, right? Nothing, I mean, that there is nothing there to be surprised. Look at the second one. Close to the sun in lonely lands. What do you mean close to the sun in a old, when we talk about an old person? Close to the sun means maybe they have reached up there, they have reached up to their expected life. That means they are ready to die, something like they're close to the sun. That means they have a lot of experience in life and they are in lonely lands. What do you mean lonely lands, children? Now just think, when we think of the old people, children, they are in lonely lands. They are in lonely lands. They are all alone in houses, locked in rooms or locked in cages or locked in, gates are being padlocked and they are inside. So they are lonely and their children have gone away, maybe to other countries, or they are working and they have their own children where these parents are neglected. Ring with the sure world he stands. Here, children, what I feel is, maybe you come with another meaning, what I feel is ring with the sure world. It's like that our parents, they have full of burden. We think that after getting old that they will be okay. No, now they think of their other generation. So far, they were working hard for their children. But now they are, working for their grandchildren, maybe. Ring with the sure world he stands. So he stands with a lot of burden. He can't, the old person cannot say anything. Maybe a lot of responsibilities, burden on his head. Maybe like that. What about this? The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. The sea, maybe the his life. And what about his body? His skin, they are wrinkled. Beneath him crawls means the way he walks. Not he. Now you will wonder, I'm just talking about old man. I'm talking in general, right? Old man means the woman also. The wrinkles, see, this may be the skin, right? Skin of that person. And how he crawls, he cannot walk. Some old people, they can't walk. They use the walker or walking sticks. That's how they walk. He watches from his mountain walls. What do you mean mountain walls for the old people, children? Here, old people, maybe they are surrounded. As I told you earlier, maybe their children, they have gone away. They have gone away to, they have migrated to other countries. They have gone for work. All the parents are in their houses. They are maybe inside walls. They are locked. They are padlocked or inside the parapet walls. Locks are there. So maybe mountain, he watches from his mountain. What can he do? He's just waiting for the children to come back. Inside mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt he falls. Their children, it can be a negative, I feel it as a negative thing, like a thunderbolt, so sudden these old people they die very soon, because all of a sudden, like a thunderbolt, in Sinhala we say, ane, me manusya, me, hitya me dam maruna, we say like that, no, it's like that, so, it's like suddenly something happened, like a thunderbolt he falls here, something to do with dead children, because I told you earlier it is about an old person and death, so there should be something, a symbol to do with death, so here children, he falls becomes death here. And what I want to talk is I like this theme a lot, because there are a lot of things that we can talk. Symbol for power in the authoritative men in the society. This can be about kings, about politicians, about rulers, about the monarch, about the powerful people, etc. Powerful people, in Sri Lanka, about the powerful people. kings. Now we don't have kings. We normally say we can call them the politicians, right? The symbol of hierarchy people, authority people. Now we'll talk about them. Who are these hierarchy people? He claps the crag with crooked hand. Hierarchy. That's why personification has come there. Now we'll say, I will just take one word for this. Now we can take powerful people, politicians, rulers, monarch, the kings and queens. All comes under one. I'll take them as powerful people. So when he says he claps the crag with crooked hand, he means, we'll say, the powerful people. Now think, who are these powerful people? The kings, the politicians, the thugs and the murderers, everyone is there. Because in powerful, all these people are there, right? So he claps the crag. Now see how he holds the crag. Claps means holding tightly. Whenever they have a position, these powerful people, I mean the politicians, we'll talk about the politicians, we don't have kings, queens now. How they hold the crag, their position very tightly, claps with crooked hands. Do they have crooked hands? What is crooked hands means? They are corrupted. These people are corrupted. Their hands are not that genuine. Their hands are very corrupted, children. They are not genuine at all. Maybe blood stains are are covered with their hands. Maybe I'm telling something else, right? Crooked hands, right? Corrupted, not genuine. And they have lot of experience. If they have lot of experience also, the hands become crooked like old people, right? Close to the sun in lonely lands. This powerful people lives with high authority people. Like close to the sun means a very powerful object. Controls everything. Sun is the element who controls the whole universe. Like that, these powerful people lives with the powerful other people. And in lonely lands, they never go and associate with the commoner. They try to live all alone. Ring with the sure world he stands, like having the crown, very proudly he stands looking at the world. And here he says, the wrinkles see beneath him cross. What is the wrinkles see? He sees the society as the wrinkles see beneath him cross. Who are these wrinkles see and crawling people, children? The commoner, the poor people, the victims, the affected victims. Of the society, the people who are suffering because of this authority people, right? Because of the rulers. So they are looking at these people as wrinkled people, as the eagle sees how the sea is crawling like a mine object. Like that, the king sees in a high elevation from his castle. He sees the commoner is crawling. That means nowadays we can see that in politics and Sri Lanka, we can see most of the people are just crawling because they cannot pay the bills. Everything is high. The prices are going high day by day. It's like that, children. So they're crawling. Api minisu kiyan dan me kaale wenakota minisu bada ganawa salli nathuwa. And that is the meaning here. People are crawling. And he watches from his mountain walls. What is he doing? Who is this he? The powerful person in the society. I mean the kings, the politicians. Again, I'm telling you. He watches. He can nicely watch anything. Ne? Like a movie, maybe he's watching everything. Yeah, from his mountain wall. Here, children, the metaphor of mountain walls is the palace or the castle. He lives in a good palace because he has all the luxurious things. And he's like, and like a thunderbolt, he falls. Here, children, maybe he falls like a thunderbolt means maybe he dies, can take that also. What I feel is, like a thunderbolt, he imposed taxes, laws into the public in a merciless way. Maybe he imposed things. Maybe he impose laws, taxes in a merciless way to the innocent people. So that is that. So children, that is the end of the lesson today. So I think you got to know something regarding the poem Eagle. So thank you very much, children. I hope to meet you in another session once again. Thank you very much, children. Goodbye.